Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on Pop Gays,
we talk gay sex in the Senate,
Ballerina Farms,
and Bill Hader in the SAG.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Aurelia and I look like mechanics.
Yeah.
Well, I have, you know, the other day I filled up the water compartment of my car so I can use my windscreen wipers again.
Wow.
And I checked my oil. It was inconclusive. You have
I've learned nothing.
Nothing.
You've earned that hard yakka shirt. Yeah. Nah, it looks great. I actually thought it looked good.
Like Russell Coits over here.
Yeah. Oh my God, speaking of oil and cars, my car just stopped on Victoria Parade. It was like engine fault, stop, like full, and then I managed to roll it to the side and called RACV because I was covered, thank God. And they came and the guy checked the oil and came out with the, you know how they check it with like a stick or whatever?
Yes. Mm.
Both of you glazed over eyes. Yes,
I know of the stick.
The oil stick.
Yes, yeah. The technical term.
That's what I checked the other day. I pulled out the stick.
Yeah. Yes.
Shove a stick in there.
And I should have done that. But he came around and I was like, what seems to be the problem, sir?
Yeah.
And he was like, a human cannot run without blood.
Whoa.
And I was like,
poetic.
Yeah. Okay, Ivan Milat.
Literally.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, this car has zero oil. It turns out that it actually, I hate to say it, but it actually wasn't my fault. I got it serviced and obviously they took the oil out and forgot and flushed it and cleaned it and forgot to put the oil back in.
What?
I know. And it was also so funny because when I took my car, I got it towed to that the same mechanic who did the service. And I was talking to them on the phone on the way there being like, hey, yeah, I'm on my way with the car. They said there was no oil, which is weird because I got a service like 2 weeks ago or whatever. And he was like, oh God, that is weird. Yeah. I mean, we'll check it out. And then when I picked up the car, he was like, so strange. And I was like, it is strange. And I was like, do I have to pay anything around? Oh, don't worry about it today. Yeah. It was like, oh, you fucked up.
Yeah. It sucks when you don't know enough to like be like, am I getting scammed here?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It was great. But anyway, I love cars. And I love button-up blue shirts.
Yes. Well, you both look great. I clearly missed the memo today.
There's two different kinds of blue in that shirt, though.
And we're all wearing button-down shirts.
We are.
So I would say that's
We're getting
common
loose.
Thread.
Speaking of scams, have you guys watched the Twin Flame documentary?
Yes. And I listened to the podcast.
Yes. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So for anyone listening who hasn't heard about this, it's this really twisted like relationship guidance, like how would you describe it? Like
it's like it seems like it was billed as like confidence building, like what you need to do to find your twin flame or to have like an attractive energy, like because it was all kind of like fuddy-duddy language around being like embracing your feminine, embracing your masculine so that your twin flame will be attracted to you. And a lot of the stories in the doco and in the podcast were people who had their hearts broken and were convinced.
Seeking something.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, that is my twin flame. How do I attract that energy? Or people who were single and had been for a long time and were like, okay, I need to change something up. But these courses were like, what, like $2,000 sometimes?
Insane.
And that couple did not look that in love.
No.
She barely spoke. And also, honestly, the advice they gave to people was just straight up out of this world. Like there was a girl who had a restraining order. So her ex got a restraining order against her. He went to another country. He did all of these things to like get rid of her. And she found him. She just randomly rock up because she believed that that's what she had to do in order to get back with him. Meanwhile, he's like trying to go to a rave in Mexico. His ex-girlfriend from New York finds him and just so strange.
It's so interesting, this like rise of cults and stuff starting from like the public speaking and confidence and yes. like divine feminine and divine masculine as well. Like even the way that they convince people to
transition.
And it was really what I thought was really helpful in the documentary is that they had academics and trans people being like, if you find it difficult or if you find it really disgusting that people were forced to transition, even though they didn't identify with their gender, then you actually really are embodying what the trans movement is all about.
Exactly.
Which I was like, thank God they had these voices in there because otherwise it would just the wrong people or with people who don't know trans people and stuff like that out there, they'd be like, people are forced into it and like they regret it and blah, blah, blah.
And like anything that starts as like, it's just a, as you said, like a confidence building or something like that. It's like when you're taking someone's like vulnerability and they're seeking for any outlet that will make them feel better in that moment, you know, like post breakup or something like that. It's easy to see how quickly you could start to become latched onto.
And then next thing you're like branded and someone's sex slave. Like that's exactly what happened in Nexium.
Yeah.
Like it's full on. And it's crazy. And there are people who never make it past round one. Like they're like, great, got the course. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, but then the people who.
Did I tell you about somebody trying to recruit me to a multi-level marketing scheme when I was working retail?
No.
Okay.
Tell me.
So when I worked retail in a suit store, I was really good at upselling people. Like, they'd be like, oh, I can't afford that. I might just put it on. You know, just,
just like, tap it.
Just put it on. Just try it. Like, it's free to try. You know, I had nothing else to do but be on Facebook on the staff computer. And he was like, oh, you should come to this meeting we have. And it was like in Coburg. So I'm like there listening to a seminar and they're like, you're buying this stuff anyways, right? So it was like, I want to say like Slim Shakes and like muesli bars and stuff. And they were like, you're buying it anyways because you know that our Slim Shakes and muesli bars are the best. And then all you do is like you rave about it on Facebook and somebody's like, oh, I should buy that. And just like that, you have a subline or whatever they call it. Like, you know, the downstream.
Yeah. Downline. Yeah,
downline.
Yeah.
And then you just build on that and they just sell it as being so easy. And meanwhile, I'm like, well, I'm always trying to post funny things on Facebook and it's getting like 3 likes. I don't think anyone's going to want to eat my muesli bars.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm already buying this stuff. I was buying nothing like that.
It's giving pink goo. What was that?
Pink sauce.
Pink sauce.
I mean, at least she wasn't recruiting people to sell it.
True.
But it was so, so random.
That is so sus. And now it's like leaning into like, they call it affiliate marketing where they're like, you find a skill that you have and then you teach that skill in workshops. Like it literally like you could learn to knit for a week and then suddenly you're teaching knitting workshops
online. Just got to stay one session ahead of the class.
Yeah. it's just like Marge Simpson. Yeah. It literally is. And like you take courses above you to learn how to teach these courses. It's all so cooked and so like targeted towards women as well, which I find so sad. But this, I worked at this cafe and this guy, he was like a young, like attractive dude. He seemed really cool. People like at first were like, oh, this guy's really nice. And then the cracks started to show. Uh-oh. And this was like a largely like female worked cafe. And he was just trying to get every single person to like come with him to one of these meetings.
No.
And he picked a girl who was like really quiet. It was this classic misconception where this girl who was quiet and reserved, he thought was shy and maybe vulnerable and needed help, but she was just keeping to herself. And she was honestly like super smart, just didn't speak all the time.
Yeah.
Like it was, I was just like, you've misunderstood this person completely. But he did manage to get her to the meeting and apparently like turned to her at one point and was like welling up being like, I want this for you. I want you to feel confident. I want you to go out there and like chase after your dreams and stuff like that. And she was like, oh, I'm doing that. I don't need this.
Yeah. I will chase my dreams right out the door.
I will. I'm done. And I remember thinking when I found out, I was like, man, he went after her and her. Has he gone after everyone at the...
Except
not
you.
Me? This is crazy.
Maybe he thought you were already converted.
Or he was like, she's so loud. The last thing we need.
She's achieved her dreams. You're like the apex.
But that was something like when I saw the next team doco, I was like, oh, that sounds like what this was, which I think is allegedly what Landmark is. If anybody's heard of that, if you're in it,
get out.
Read the TNCs.
Yeah, it's like Herbalife or LuLaRoe
I love the names they have. It's always about like taking a very pure word and then distorting the hell out of it. It makes me think of last week we were talking about, you were mentioning something about like ballerina women on...
Ballerina women. Oh my God, yes. I'm ready to talk about ballerina farms.
Okay, tell me. So we were talking last week about like
Mormons,
trad wife, TikToks and that kind of shit. What is the ballerina thing?
Okay, so there's this American family that have, I want to say like 7 or 8 million followers, if not more, across different platforms.
I thought you were about to say kids and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And as many kids to go with
Spawn.
It. I'll send you the videos later, but you might have seen them shared. I don't know what your algorithm is like, but it's this blonde woman in a simple looking dress in front of a traditional looking stove making bread from scratch while her 8 children are coming in and out of frame.
Oh.
They're like grabbing things. She's like doing the dough thing. She's like getting her sourdough starter. The sourdough starter has a name. She's selling it on her website for $80. Oh. And you think it's a really simple life because of the way they dress and the way the house looks. But it turns out her husband is a Nepo baby. His dad owns JetBlue, the airline.
There's nothing sacred.
I know. She is a Juilliard-trained ballerina who gave up that dream of being a professional ballet dancer to be mother to 8 children. And
that seems like a bad trade.
Yeah. They're the two options for women.
After her 8th child. So get this. She pops out the 8th child. 3 weeks or less postpartum, she's entering into the Miss Americana or Miss America pageant, which is different to Miss Universe. Miss America's values are all about like serving your family, being a housewife. Mind you, she had already gone to the final as Miss America, as Miss Utah, but she re-entered as Miss South Carolina. And when on stage, she was talking about like, when did she feel most empowered as a woman? She said, when I gave birth. And have I mentioned their Mormon?
Yeah.
And the farm is $2.4 million when they bought it. And they make it look just like...
Homely.
Homely, pastoral almost.
Oh, wow.
Simple.
It's so interesting, and the obsession that came from just watching like women like that and like people really latching onto it being like... Exactly. That's what women should be doing. And like, all we have to do is like go back to the simple life. It's like, no, all you have to do is like have a father-in-law who owns JetBlue.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to go make my own bread every day and have... Yeah. Well, maybe not the kids, but
well, maybe like 1 or 2, but not 8.
Yeah.
And then you don't ever see anything else that happens. You don't see, they're like homeschooled, but I have never seen the homeschooling happening. With 8 kids, how many like diaper changes, toilet training, feeding them, putting them in their high chairs? You never see that. You only see her looking really pretty and making what looks like the best like bread you've ever eaten.
Wow.
Yeah. You never see her getting plowed.
To make those 8 children. Yes.
She's getting frisky and we don't see that side. It is interesting. I saw someone on TikTok talking about ballerina farms and the whole trad wife thing and saying it like it seems like a response to, I think they use Roe v. Wade getting overturned as an example.
I saw that.
Yeah. And just being like, it does feel like a natural response to people sort of owning their bodies and this kind of like the pop culture of like women claiming their sexuality and all that kind of shit. And then to... The opposite end of that is like this kind of culture of like staying home and like looking after the kids and stuff like that. And it seems like Ballerina Farms is having a great time. Seems like this Mormon lady that you were talking about last week is having a great time. But
you just hope that they're actually happy.
Yeah. And the wrong people are latching onto it. and being like, well, this is what needs to be happening. And if only we had the simple life. And it's like, no, what we need is like free healthcare.
What we need is like a day so we can like make bread, you know, because none of us have the time to make peanut butter from scratch. But how nice would it be if you just had a day a week where you could like do what you wanted without it financially ruining you?
And I can tell you this much, if I had a day of pure bliss and I could do whatever I wanted, I would not be making bread from scratch.
That's a shock to me, Charlie. You seem like a bready boy.
I do fucking love bread, and this woman's bread does sound amazing, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm probably gonna be getting that $80 sourdough
kit
ASAP, express postage.
Just let it
to
sit
my
in the cupboard.
From America through customs.
Yes. Although I always like eat the cake batter before it's like ready, and then I'll be like, you know, this is fine. I feel like I'll like eat the dough before, give myself salmonella, and then sue this woman.
Bread dough would be so intense as well. Like, you get no joy out of it.
Not yummy at all.
Pure compulsion.
Yes. The yeast of it all.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook, Charlie?
No, I don't.
Two of us like to cook.
Love to cook. It's so satisfying when you make something for someone and they're like, that's delicious. And I'm like, oh.
I'm all about like efficiency. Like if I, when I do cook, it's like, how do I minimize the amount of like utensils that I'm using and like save up the cleaning time?
Pot meals.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Marie Kondo, but like the cooking. It's like, does this utensil bring me joy?
No. Fair enough.
You're left with just a spatula.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I'm totally seeing myself fall into like some of those like tradwife bullshit things. Cause I threw away, I mean, it was fucking disgusting and like chopped up, but I was like, I'm going to get rid of this plastic chopping board. I'm going to only use a wooden chopping board for now on.
Oh, because, I love a wooden chopping board.
Because I saw this video as well. It was like, this is how much plastic you're scraping off the chopping board with your knife and you're eating it. And you know, that had never really bothered me too much. But now that I'm more aware of microplastics has entered the chat, you know.
And so entered our brains.
And brains and everything. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just try a little bit less microplastics. Yeah. I mean, the chopping board had to go anyways, but.
I feel like when our generation starts to cark it, when we're like cremated, we'll be like turned into like a microplastic.
Yeah.
Bowl,
like a little, like, you know? like a little cup.
Yes.
A red cup.
Yeah. We become the keep cups.
Yeah.
That would be great. It is funny though, like you're saying about the micro, it'll be macro soon.
Oh my God. Macro plastics.
Just big chunks.
Yeah.
Eat
yeah.
it up. Like once you hear something and then you're just like, well, that's changed. Like, no, I'm just going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
That's going in the dishwasher and like all those micros going around.
Yeah.
I watched this thing. I can't remember if it was like an actual TV report or if it was just another video thrown around online, but ERs and stuff. I don't want to traumatize any listeners, but they're pulling, and I'm wearing one in my hair right now, plastic claws, like hair claws that people clip
like
their
the
hair.
Like the clamp thing.
A little clamp, low bun situation. When people are getting into like car accidents and stuff, they're pulling it from their skulls. I don't think there was no report of like serious brain injuries or anything like that, but they're saying that like it does, like especially you might get into an accident that's like not that hectic, but your head goes back and you hit the back seat of the car and the impact will make the claw go into your head. So just, and I've started doing it already and I'm just like, I think I'm just going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm committing to it. I'm just going to take the claw out whenever I drive.
Smart.
I'm just like done.
No harm in doing that.
No harm in doing that. But I just never thought about it.
I thought you were going to go a whole other direction with that story. I thought you were going to be like, people in ER are taking them out of people's asses. Because like my mind is just like, this generation.
I imagine that too.
Shoving it up their ass, you know? Oh my God, speaking of shove it up your ass, this is from a couple weeks ago, but it was one of the funniest weeks of my life, was watching the gay Sex in the Senate thing.
Oh my goodness.
That those guys that were fucking in like a Congress Senate office.
Amazing.
And then put it up online, and then surprise, surprise, they lost their jobs.
Did they find out who they were?
I think like the Nancy Drews of Twitter, like, found them within the hour. They were like, oh, based on that cock, that's this man.
It is very funny because weren't they also like, they were fucking on the table and they were like, this is the table where like the Iraq war was declared or something like that. Like, what? They were like, he's getting head. Like, Nancy yes. Pelosi gave that speech here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is nothing sacred anymore.
Yeah. It's like, no. After the American public getting screwed in this office, now at least we're seeing like,
yeah,
like a gay man getting screwed.
Like, it was still politically aware.
Yeah.
Because they all worked there.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Hilarious. I mean, absolute mess. And like, there was a lot of people very rightfully saying like, you know, this makes gays look bad and all that kind of stuff. And it does. But it's also kind of like,
saying that about straights who fuck.
Exactly. I was like, there's constantly shit happening. And, you know, Lauren Boebert getting fingered at Beetlejuice, the musical. Did you hear about this?
What?
What?
Guys, what are you doing with your lives?
How did this miss us?
Oh my God. Okay. So a Republican congresswoman, maybe not Congress, whatever they're,
an employee of the government republic.
Republican Lauren Boebert is her name. She went to see Beetlejuice the musical with her partner of the time. And she got caught jacking him off and getting fingered and smoking or vaping. All in the middle of the audience at Beetlejuice. And then they got removed and taken out because they were like, you're fingering and jacking him off and smoking. And then she was like,
what a combo. Triple threat.
It's like a year 9 date at the cinema.
Yes. And then she like gave like the finger and like fought the security and blah, blah, blah. And there's like footage of it. And then she came out with this thing being like, it was one of those like Republican apologies. It was like, I'm sorry that I lost my way temporarily. And like sort of thing. It's like, I don't know, you can call it like losing my way when you're like getting fisted at Beetlejuice.
Oh, that must have been a pretty bad musical to get so distracted.
Also good.
Maybe it was horny.
Yes. I just love the idea of the performers as well, like being like, oh my God.
Like- There was that lady at the, I think it was like the opera or the symphony a few years ago who had an orgasm. It might have actually even just been last year. She, like, you could hear it. There's recordings of it. So it's like you can hear the violins be like, doo, 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 doo. And then you can hear this woman, like, far in the distance be like, oh.
When, like, they hit the brown note or whatever.
Oh, my God,
they
no.
They must have. I don't know. I
wait,
can't.
But, like, from the music or from something else? Is that known?
No, I think she must have been, like, titillated or something. Like, there's no way. Unless, like, there were, like, intense vibrations.
She was in ecstasy.
Sitting on an angle in tight jeans or something.
Maybe it was Lauren Boebert.
Well, have we talked about, like, people who come in the gym from doing exercise?
We haven't.
I know someone who recently revealed to me that that can happen to them. And I was floored. I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, I can't do this exercise too many times because I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't want to do Pilates because I will come.
Well, there are certain things like for
some people are just
dicks,
lucky.
And then there are certain things that like would be particularly on the vagina, you know?
Well, I think it's also, it's the more the G spot because it's quite like your clit. And the G spot,
like explaining anatomy to Charlie, like it's all new to Charlie.
Yeah, everybody's set up. I don't know anyone who's got the same setup down there. But the point is, like when people do like crunches or
like Kegel-y things,
yeah, or if they not even Kegels, they're lifting their legs up in the air and they'll come.
And I'm sure all the like jeggings and like stuff like that that is like very like skin tight as well is not helping.
No, it creates friction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I can't believe
I saw this video of this guy. There was a twerking competition, and for part of it, they got the women who were twerking. They would like get like a guy from the audience to like lie down on stage, and they would have to like twerk on the guy. And it was like it's in like a like wrestling arena, like it's like surrounded by an audience. Anyway, this guy is lying there, and this woman is like twerking on him, and it's like a competition. So she's like going the fuck in on this man. And then they're like, we're calling it sort of thing. Like she like finishes her allotted time or whatever. And she stands up and he has come in his pants and you can see the stain like slowly extending sort of thing. And then the audience slowly realizes that this man has come. And the commentator is like, he's come in his pants. There's semen on the floor. Ejaculation. And everyone's like, whoa, my God.
Oh, my God. That poor guy.
I know.
What a nightmare.
That would be my absolute nightmare. I'm so glad that it's not visible.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's such a sure tell.
I'm glad I'm not one of those people because I think it would be a real hindrance. And I think it does happen to people with penises a lot more. Mm. Where you, like, come really easily in public or you just get boners really easily. There's another episode of My Strange Addiction that someone was telling me about where there was a guy who, it wasn't an addiction, but he would just, like, come really easily. And it was, like, compulsion. Like, I really feel for
this.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably the next recommended video.
Oh, my God.
Oh, any man I see comes immediately.
Anyone. Like, apparently. Apparently he was saying that he, like, unintentionally ejaculated at his own dad's funeral.
That's actually really sad.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean, that's like an excitement, sadness.
Yeah.
Overwhelm.
Well, yeah. And there's women as well that have it where, like, they'll have, like, 20 orgasms a day and it's just, like, involuntary and, like, they'll be, you know, out driving, out doing stuff, having lunch with people and it's just, like, they're, like, orgasming.
I would give over my license. I think if that were me.
On the other hand, you see those ads. I mean, maybe I just see them, but it's usually, like, a couple having a toy that's, like, remote controlled. Have you seen the...
The remote control, like, vibrating plugs and stuff.
And then it's, like, an ad and it's, like, oh, my God, we're going for dinner and then... They're like playing with the phone and like turning it up. And I'm like, I would never stand for that. You're not going to just play me like that in public.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. You wouldn't stand for that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love vibrators. Don't get me wrong. But yeah.
It also feels like it's like not consensual for the other people involved. Yes. Like if you're ordering a coffee and you've got like a fucking ring on your clit.
That's the part of it that I don't find iconic about Lauren Boebert. It's like there are like kids around you. Like
it's
that's so inappropriate.
It's so bad. It's actually really bad to do that.
At least have the decency to go into a Congress room before you get railed. Like, come on.
Yeah. You know? The closed doors.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty insane. I find that so funny. I think that there's prank videos on Pornhub and stuff of people doing that in public and they're just walking around. But the girls are like, wow!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, come on.
No, yeah. They're pranking us at this point.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of sex, Ali Wong got a Golden Globe for Beef and she shared a kiss with Bill Hader, revealing that they're dating. And it reminded me.
What? Sorry, what happened? Sorry, Ali Wong, what happened to her husband?
They're not together anymore.
But they're amicable though.
Yeah, she dedicated her Golden Globe to him and said, to the father of my children, you are my rock, blah, blah, blah. And
I wouldn't be here without you kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember that whole first special of like how she trapped him, yada, yada, yada. Obviously not. It was very funny. But now I'm like, what?
Okay. It seems like it's good. And actually maybe like I thought that was really beautiful when she dedicated it to him because they're co-parenting, you know?
I did too. But a lot of people felt the opposite. They were saying like, that's so fucked. Like, imagine being Bill Hader in the audience and, like, she's referencing.
Oh, I don't think he cares.
Exactly.
I'm just looking up Bill Hader. He looks like
Okay,
Jack
let's be
Nicholson.
Careful. Let's be careful with gorgeous, gorgeous man Bill Hader.
And I have heard that
he looks like Jack Nicholson.
He allegedly lays incredible pipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm coming. Involuntarily.
He dated Rachel Bilson for a minute. And Rachel Bilson is Summer in the OC, if you don't remember her.
Chuckle fucker. To the stars.
She loves him. Yeah. But she apparently, like, it was all tabloids and stuff, but, like, a reliable source says that Rachel misses having amazing sex with Bill. Like, that's the thing that went somewhere.
It's so correct. Nerdy, lanky man.
And he seems like a good listener.
Yes.
And that is important. Mm-hmm. And apparently in this podcast episode she did with about like sex and relationships and stuff like that, she reveals that she didn't have an orgasm. I don't know if it was she hadn't had an orgasm or if she hadn't had an orgasm during sex. Probably the latter.
Rachel Bilson or
Rachel
Ali?
Bilson.
Yeah.
Rachel Bilson hadn't had an orgasm during sex until her mid-30s. And that was when she was dating Bill Hader. We don't know. She said she was specific. She was like, until I was like 37, 38. And that was exactly the time period that she was dating Bill Hader. And everyone was like, she was dating Hayden Christensen for years. And Adam Brody.
And Kant.
Yeah.
Wow. Anna can't make me come.
Anna can't. I dated all these guys, none of them, but as soon as Bill Hader came along.
Yeah.
Mwah.
Buckets, baby. Okay.
Well, maybe I take it back. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, as soon as anyone's with Bill Hader now, I'm like, oh, lucky girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You were talking about Jack Nicholson, who made me think of other oldie, Robert De Niro, who is 80 and has a 9-month baby.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has other children, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like 80?
80. Come on. And then like the thing he said about like, and everything just melts away and like none of my worries worry me. And it's kind of like, I would be so offended if I was one of the older children, because if you were born at the height of his career,
yes,
he wouldn't even have looked at you. He would have been like, oh yeah, there's another one. No time filming whatever he was filming.
Yes.
It would be insane to be, some of his children would be like well into their 40s and to have a younger sibling that.
That could be your child.
Yeah, or could even be your grandchild at that point. You it's know, like, reckless. Technically.
It's reckless.
It's reckless.
I mean, if you can afford it.
And he can.
And he can. I mean, he can probably afford to, like, have himself, like, turned into a, like, permanent hologram for his child, you know? So, like, he probably will be there forever.
That's so true. Yeah, we don't talk about hologram celebrities. Yeah,
hologram daddies. Do you see Taylor's suing, is it Twitter? I forget. But there's, like, AI porn of Taylor out there.
Yeah.
And people are thinking that she will probably be the one to, like, spearhead this new discussion that needs to happen legally about, like, people protecting themselves for, like, their likeness. Because if anyone's got the money to do it, it would be Taylor.
And the influence too.
Yeah.
I did see a few people like waiting for a statement from Taylor, waiting for a statement from Taylor. It's like, what's she going to say?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's always interesting when people wait for their like idols to make a statement on anything. Because it's like, I mean, I get that you love her music. You look up to her. Maybe she's one of your role models. But why are you waiting for her to make a statement on, like, every single issue there is? You should be looking to people actually responsible for whatever you're looking for. Like, she's not legislating legislation for likeness and AI.
Having said that, would a killer just be, like, free Palestine? Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Just do it. Babe.
She's obsessed with money.
Also, she while I'm on that note, fuck Noah Schnapp and his weird, like, half apology.
That was such a fucked apology.
Stranger Things is so dead to me.
Oh, it's such a shame. Like,
they're going to have to kill him because nobody's going to care about him. Well, like, honestly, I don't care. I used to love Will so much.
Me too.
Do you remember
the character, not the man, Noah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who played the crazy inventor.
Like the older guy.
Brett
older
Gelman.
He actually stood up for Noah and said that to him Zionism is sexy and he shouldn't have to apologize. And I feel like there's a lot of other people who are agreeing but maybe not making it public. And
Brett Gelman has posted some of the most racist, heinous shit ever, because I remember when Amy Schumer was popping off and I was following that because it was just, it was like watching a car crash, and it was just like, I think I was just like captivated by it because I was just like, I've never seen such a situation where you are so clearly in the wrong.
Yeah.
Until this week, which we will get to with what's going on with Nikki and Megan.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yes.
But let's stay on this.
She was sharing a lot of Brett Gelman stuff, and so I started going down that rabbit hole, and it's just wild. And their followings are huge, and they just are all just gassing each other up and all that kind of shit. And it's just like blatant racism.
Absolutely.
Awful.
It's so true when we like wait for like our idols to say something,
because I mean, I can say free Palestine without waiting for Taylor Swift to tell me that it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
we can make our own conclusions about things we care about without
waiting. Selena Gomez has been suspiciously silent on that. It's like, why would you be going to like geopolitics from Selena Gomez? Like,
I wouldn't go to any advice from Selena. Sorry.
Yes. Especially when like, also Taylor Swift has been such a bastion for white feminists.
Yes.
I'm waiting for a statement on the Barbie movie.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, everyone this week was talking about the noms at the Oscars of like, it's like, why is Ryan nominated and then like Greta and, you know, Margot aren't? And it's like, yeah, that sucks, but also who gives a fuck, like
literally in the face of everything. And especially like, I saw someone make this point online of like, Margot Robbie didn't not get a nomination because a man did. Another woman got nominated. And it's also like, she's an amazing actress, she's done a great job, but of all the really great complex performances that I've seen this year, Barbie doesn't
Yeah.
Stand, I mean, there's something to be said about like upholding a difficult
foot position.
Yes.
No, but I
nominate the feet.
Yeah.
I mean, the issue at its core is systemic because the people voting for best whatever are mainly men. Somebody sent me the stats and it was like, there's 500 people who can vote. Like, it was like 587 and there were 82 women.
Wow.
So with when that's your odds, when there's 82 women out of 587, then you kind of know how it's going to go.
You're fucked. And Charles, oh goodness, I've forgotten his last name again. Charles Melton getting snubbed. I ranted about how much I loved May December a couple episodes ago.
Mm.
He's stunning in it and it is... It's shocking.
Yes.
Yeah. He was incredible.
And what was that other movie? It's the...
Past Lives?
Yes, Past Lives.
Yeah, Greta
that
Lee.
That didn't get nominated. Yeah. And apparently, I haven't seen it, but I've heard so many people being like, that's like genuinely like a robbery.
Yeah.
Have you seen Poor Things?
I really want to. I keep trying to go.
Okay, well, we won't talk about it until you have, because I saw it and you must see it.
Okay. I have to tell you this crazy thing that my brain does whenever anyone brings up Poor Things. And this probably won't resonate with you, Aurelia, because it's very linked to... like ads in growing up in Australia, but the writer of Poor Things is a guy called Tony McNamara, who is Australian. He wrote Puberty Blues, the TV show.
I love Puberty Blues.
So good. He also wrote this dog shit show called Doctor Doctor, which is like, it's so funny looking his IMDb because it's like all these like classic Channel 9, Channel 7 TV shows that he was clearly making, just getting money until he could make the favorite.
Things that he wants to do.
Yeah, he wrote The Favorite, he wrote The Great, and he's written Poor Things as well. Wow. He's incredible.
Okay, now I need to see this movie.
And
I don't know
why people aren't talking about him more, but he is married to a woman who is also in The Great. She's an actor. She's an Australian actor. And I had a look at her IMDb and she was Tall Jan in the Tall Jan is Malicious All Brand campaign.
Oh my God.
So there was this ad campaign in like the early 2000s where someone's eating All Brand and they go, ah. Oh, this All Brand is delicious. And then a really tall lady pops up from behind a desk and goes, Tall Jan is malicious. And it ran for years.
Yes.
And this woman is now married to Tony McNamara.
Oh my God, our royalty.
Literally. And I'm like, it's just this like fragment of pop culture info that I just have to unleash every time we talk about Poor Things. But
that just made me realize that Jan is a very like Aussie commercial name. Because remember Not Happy Jan?
100%.
Mm. I wonder if they were trying to like tap back into that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, I would. Whenever we are writing an ad, there's a Jan. Yes. Instantly iconic.
I'm going to send you it's like these ads.
All the menu log ads.
Oh, with Snoop Dogg.
And... Yeah. And it's like menu log. And it's like actually like, it's like, it doesn't need to go that hard, but it's such a good.
It's so catchy. Sometimes I sing it.
Yes. And they call it something different in the US, though. I think we have a different, like,
menu. Yeah, they call it, like, dinner right now or something. Like,
yeah.
I remember hearing it for the first time.
Gimme,
I was like,
gimme.
That makes no sense. It was like, dinner at your doorstep.
Yes.
What?
Well, I just want to loop back, though, before we get all happy and stuff, about Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Yes, tell us.
Oh, my God. So, like, I'm sure everyone listening, especially by the time this episode comes out, is aware, but Megan Thee Stallion came out with this song, Hiss, recently, that is not even like aimed at Nicki Minaj, but just the sort of general kind of like, every time I put something out, people in the industry are always like, you know, giving their two cents on it kind of thing. And she makes a lot of references in the song to different people, one of which very funnily was Drake, where she's talking about like always critiquing women's BBLs, meanwhile you're like covering up your own scars, like implying that Drake has had a BBL and is like hiding his scars.
Well, BBLs for men are more common than you think. I've been seeing them, but they have a different name. They're called like
of course they've given it some cut. It'd be like brute force. Like
it's like the football butt or something. Soccer butt.
Soccer butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, babe. You got a BBL.
Whatever. No, you got your dainty little BBL. Yeah, so she's just making like comments like that. And the one line, literally the only line that has any reference to Nikki, and even then it's not even a direct reference, is just it's something like all these bitches worrying about Megan when they should be worrying about Megan's law. And Megan's Law in America is a law that was enacted, weirdly, on the same year that Megan Thee Stallion was born, that makes it so that sex offenders have to be made known to their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of, in a roundabout way, making a jab at Nicki Minaj's husband, who is a known sex
offender. Literally a registered sex offender.
Sex offender. So that is what everyone has taken that to mean. Mm-hmm. Anyway, basically, Nicki has spent 72 straight hours since then just being up on Twitter. It's all that anyone is talking about right now on Twitter. It doesn't help that Nicki is there, clearly hasn't slept, and is like constantly resharing, reposting stuff. And so it's like people can't even stay up to speed on like what is even going on. Like the discourse is so like on top of itself. But Megan is very unaffected and hasn't said a single word about it. She's just off dancing at the club.
Sometimes you just have to let him go.
And sometimes you just have to log off. You know, like I was thinking about, because we've been talking about like Twitter, I think you're the last one of us who's still on it. Charlie's always our good Samaritan, sharing like the Twitter like memes and beef like in our chat. And I'm like, I'm so glad I don't have to be there.
I really am down in the trenches for you guys.
You are.
But like, you can join us anytime. Honestly, like I don't miss Twitter anymore. In fact, I was like, I should have done this ages ago. All this time I was caring about getting to like 1,000 followers on Twitter. And I think I just got to like 1,000 and something. And then it all turned to shit. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
I think something is really wrong with me because I love Twitter. Like, oh it's my God, so... I think I use it more than any other app.
Yeah.
It can be so fun. I was using it the most and then I suddenly just went off. It must have been Elon Musk, but I just suddenly went off it. And now I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But I guess if you like it, stay. It's up
to
you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it is damaging me. Like, I'm a worse person every minute that I'm on it, but I can't stop.
Well, I don't blame you because I'm addicted like that to Instagram, I think. I think everyone has like their
social media. TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Like everyone has something that like agrees with them.
Yeah. See, I can't get into TikTok. I find it really hard. Like I do use it and I'll go on there, but mostly just to like post or, you know, see what you guys have sent me. Like
you guys are so good at rounding up Jordan especially. Like now that I know that you like Mormons, I'm gonna send you so many Mormon things.
How did you not know?
Jordan's favorite. No, I love seeing fundamentalist life. People who've just committed that, because I just think, I think it's so fascinating.
Mm. Oh my God. I also love, I've been wanting to talk to you guys about like when people have a different presence on different apps, I find it really interesting. Like sometimes like they'll have sort of like cultivated one persona for one app, but then they're a whole different thing on another. Do you guys know about the guy on Instagram? Like he's got like a million followers. This like guy who has quails and he like cares for quails. He's this like gorgeous bearded, really blokey guy, and then he just has all these like quails that he takes care of.
That's
and, like,
cute ass. I've never seen this.
So wholesome.
Yeah, well, that's his presence on Instagram.
And on Twitter.
But then on Twitter, he's getting fisted.
By the quails?
It's like full on like ass out like sort of stuff. And like,
oh, I love
get
that,
it. That's
though.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But like, I just love the idea that like someone like following through to the Twitter or like all the other way around or being like, I want to follow this like hottie that I love his porn on Instagram. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm getting a lot of like quail content.
Wow. I don't even think I'm in the bird niche.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like some people are always sharing like pigeons.
Yes. And, well, like, our mate now has two pigeons.
Two pigeons. They're beautiful. It does make you like, I just have a dog that will attack them.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God.
I also feel like not everyone has to have a bird.
No.
Yeah. I know pigeons were abandoned and stuff.
I know.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
But if I think about pigeons too hard, and especially at a certain time of month, see you later.
Yeah, for real. But
when they come up with their little beady eyes.
But though. Not in my house. That's fair why enough. I draw the line.
Yeah. And Kenzo. Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Who would get him?
2 seconds.
He'd be too scary.
Well, I feel like now that we've been talking about birds and stuff like that, like your phone will have heard us and you're now going to get like
constant
quail. Have you ever done that thing where you like test that out and you like you speak into you just like yell at your phone and then like wait for it to happen? Like red shorts, men's red shorts. And then like a couple hours later, you'll get like ads for that.
For red shorts.
Wow. The only time I like scream at my phone is when I'm fighting people in the comments.
Mine is always on Google Maps using like the microphone being like, McDonald's near me. Search a long route. Hungry Jack's.
KFC.
Yes. Shall we do our pop or flop?
Yes, let's do it.
Beautiful. I want to start off because I want to start something fresh. I'm going to do a retroactive flop. It is from the past.
Love that.
It's a 20.
Take us back.
Potentially a nearly 20-year-old flop. I've been watching a lot of The Hills recently, and I am up to season 3. And Spencer Pratt, I'm sorry, I'm not a big Lauren Conrad fan. She seems boring and vanilla, and she does seem kind of controlling and weird with her friends. But Spencer Pratt, who is Heidi Montag's now husband, they've been together ever since. He might be fine now. In fact, he posts a lot of bird content. He loves,
oh my God.
He holds seeds in his hand and just has all these like hummingbirds like hovering around him. It's so strange. But his behavior is controlling and strange.
He looks it.
It's retroactive enough that you have to look him up. That's such a shame.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, I'm not learned in The Hills.
It is, yeah, it's a
I remember a Heidi Montag. Flop. She had a single called Blackout, which was actually a banger.
Well, I mean, come on, stars are blind. Similar. Heidi Montag also has an iconic episode. She was one of the first celebrities. It's so common now, and it doesn't even. I had to remember what our idea of face changes and surgeries was back then. But she came back after a season, or a few episodes. She was away, and she came back. She had a completely new face. She got her jaw shaved. She got a nose job. She got like her eyelids like lifted. She got everything done. She looked completely different. And then this incredible episode where she goes back to see her mom, and her mom is like, "I don't like it."
Aww.
And it's just, and she's like 23, and it was, and now it's like so common that we see that, like a housewife will have a different face every season and stuff like that. But that was kind of the beginning of like, wow. Oh, you can really change your appearance.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck you, Spencer Pratt. Back then, don't know what you're like now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like Twitter mentions that are going to have this sudden peak. And he's like, why 24 years later am I?
Yeah, exactly.
This Melbourne comedian coming for me. Watch it, Spencer.
My pop for the week is niche Instagrams for local municipalities.
What do you mean?
I mean like in a North Rainbow Mafia.
Oh my God. I mean, yes. Like hags of Melbourne and that,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, eyes on mopo. Like, I'm just obsessed with memes that are only applicable to the 5 million people living in Melbourne, the other 5 million people who have lived here and have left. And I'm just really enjoying the niche content at the moment, where I feel really saturated with generic memes from pages that are like just Twitter screenshots that I saw 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or like when you're on Instagram and it's like reels that you've seen on TikTok last year.
Yeah.
But when you follow in a North Rainbow Mafia or whoever it is with their niche little handle, you're seeing fresh takes.
Yeah, and you feel in the know.
It feels like a sense of community.
Definitely.
You
know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, the pop truly is community.
It genuinely is so nice. Sometimes, like, I will see one of those kind of posts and I will go to send it to our group chat, and then I'll see liked by Jordan, liked by Aurelia, and I'm like, oh, we're fine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we're in it. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we did it. I love that. I also have a pop this week, and it is Paul Mescal's dating habit. Have you heard about this?
No.
Who's he even dating?
Wait, I've seen comments about this, about running or something. Okay, so I haven't understood the reference, so I'm very excited to hear about this.
Oh my God, I love it. So I'm very obsessed with Paul Mescal. Is it Mescal?
I think Mezcal, but it could be, but I'm maybe thinking of the tequila. Whatever.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Like,
Paul Tequila.
Should we get some shots? That's coming to mind.
Let's do it. He's like very hot right now, and I really need to see that movie with him and Andrew Scott playing lovers. What's it called?
Strangers. All of Us Strangers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's got one of those like long Lana Del Rey-esque album titles.
Vague and gay.
Me and a boy in a bar who I've never met.
Two beautiful and quiet Irishmen are gonna fuck.
Yeah. Oh, and I fucking love Andrew Scott as well.
Oh, stunning. Did you say, boy.
He was in, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked, but someone tagged, what actress was it? I think it was Julianne Moore, She tagged his like
his private
Insta.
Oh no.
She was like, love this man or something like that, and then like tagged his thing, and it only had like, you know, 60 followers or something.
It's
like that.
So funny. It's, and like, it's just like when Keith and Nicole revealed that Bo Burnham and Phoebe Bridges were dating.
Making out.
Yeah. They were making out at the concert.
Yeah, it's such a like funny thing when like celebrities are doing something that's so like naff.
Like you're like, that. Oh, you're someone's mum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are 100%.
Oh my god, love it.
So what's Run?
Yes. Okay, so I love Jalanne Moore, love Andrew Scott, and love Paul Mescal. Anyway, there's this thing where women that have gone on dates with Paul have come out and said that apparently he does this thing all the time where he'll go out and have like a night with a woman or whatever, and then that morning he'll be like, I'm gonna go for a run, do you want to come? And then wanting to kind of like continue the date, they'll be like, yeah, all right, I'll go for a run with you or whatever. And then they'll come with him, but then he will just like actually sprint and like actually like run away to the point where they like, because he's like, he does this all the time sort of thing. So they like can't keep up with him. And then he will just leave.
Oh, he will no. Just
keep running and never talk to that woman again.
What? I feel like this is something that would have happened to me in my early 20s.
That is so, like, oh, what? I just want to know what shoes he wears to those days that the next day he can go running. I would just immediately say no.
I know. But, and like, it's been, like, verified by, like, multiple women. They're like, he did that to me too.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
God.
It's so endearing because it's like, it must have started as something where he, like, I don't know, like, doesn't know how to say, like, all right, let's just end the date there. Because it's like, people are like, he's going to such an effort to do this. It's like, you could have just said, all right, like, I'm going to head out now. Yeah. See ya. You know,
just like, be like, I have an audition. Do some actories.
Act. Or simply say goodbye.
Yeah.
To run away is so funny. And, like, the moment you realize he's not coming back.
I know.
Like,
yeah, what
when
the
you're
hell?
Running and you're like, wow, it's going really fast. And then just like, if it were Aurelia though, you'd be like, yeah, I'm keeping up.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you'd be the one person who's like able
chase
to keep
him.
Up.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I wouldn't have even said yes to the jog. I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah. It gives new context to all those like thought pictures of him.
His
it'd
legs?
Be like, yeah, it'd be like his legs, like the morning after and all that kind of stuff. It's like, no wonder his legs are fucking like ripped because he's like running from every woman that he ever dates.
It's that's like
so funny.
Obviously poor behavior, but very funny.
It's
and
hilarious.
That's a funny thing to say.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
we haven't been this titillated since Leo DiCaprio's nose-canceling headphones.
I know. We got to take what we can get, you know. It's a dark time on the internet right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, Nike, sponsor that man. It would be the funniest ad campaign.
Well, I think he has an Adidas deal because he's always wearing Adidas shorts.
Oh, my God. They need to do something about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, you know,
run away from the dates faster.
Yeah, and look amazing doing
and
it.
And look good doing it.
I love it.
So that's my fun thing for the week. Love that, man.
Running away from all responsibilities.
Do you guys want to go for a run?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that? Yeah. All right, cool.
It's going to be you and me, Jordan, dropping out. And
I'll
Aurelia.
Be like sprinting ahead.
You'll be in Sydney by the time.
Us walking like the girls who do laps of the Oval at lunchtime.
Very quickly, I know we've got to wrap, but when we were in high school and we used to go for the fun run, real oxymoron, my friends and I, we would famously, once we got near Richmond Station, we would like peter off from the group and go down this side street, get on the train, get the train back to school, and then wait for everybody to like finish the fun run. And then at like the last 50 meters, we would appear being like, oh my God, we did it. What a good time.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I loved it. And like just the genius behind that.
Yeah, we were playing 4D chess with
yeah,
those
like,
fuckers.
Working smart, not hard.
Yes.
Personified.
We were the original Paul Mescals.
Thanks, everyone.
Catch
bye,
you
guys.
Later.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.